Hello, wrestling fans around the world. I'm Damien St. John, and this is Wrestling with a Champ. Except, well, there is no champ. He hasn't been seen for nearly 3 months. He has disappeared off the face of the earth, and I thought I would never hear from him again until about a week ago, and he sent me a text and told me to meet him here, a stately home in the countryside in the middle of blimmin' nowhere. And there's just, like, shit everywhere. Oh. It's been 12 weeks now since the former PWF champion disappeared. He shockingly came out of retirement despite being in no fit shape to wrestle and won the title for an incredible 35th time. And the truth is, Vienna has been looking for the champ ever since he goaded him back into the ring. I think that whole plan totally backfired. He saw a fat old retired wrestler, a plumpy old thing, bloated, eating a hot dog at the side of the ring, thinking, I can beat you, hands down, 1, 2, 3, super easy, I'm the big dick in town. But it didn't work out like that. And now Vienna is baying for blood. He's angry as hell, he's breathing fire, and he's seething with rage. He only has one thing on his mind. Revenge. This place smells like old, like your nan's house, like a library, like an old nan's library, like covered in doilies and dust. And the dust is probably 300 years old. We've got dead skin everywhere. I feel like this is the champ's Dagobah. I mean, seriously, how many doors are in this place? I'm trying to get answers out of the man who appears to have taken the PWF title and simply gone into hiding, but I'm at risk of never coming out alive again.
Hello, mate.
Oh, thank God, another human being.
Can I help you?
I'm here to see the Ginger Ninja.
Who the fuck is that?
Sorry. Nigel Franklin.
Who?
Big guy, Ginger, Northern. Like a really loud SUV with red pubes.
You think I'm a fucking mug or something? I shaved my head with a bread knife.
Hey, what have I told you?
Champ! Hey!
Do you want me to frisk this little shit?
What? I don't have any weapons.
Oh, you've had it now.
Why? Come on.
You said weapons. That's one of Dez's trigger words.
I said I don't have any weapons.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Now you've said weapons twice.
I'll get me gloves. Hoo-hoo!
Leg it, or I'll be all over you like you're the last drop of beer on earth.
Oi, where are you going? I'm just getting the beef dripping out. Oh, fuck.
Welcome on set.
On set? This is where you've been hiding since lockdown SmackDown.
Hey, working, not hiding.
You're in a film, an actual film.
Bingo bango, baby.
Yeah, but is it legit, though? Come on.
It's got subtitles, different class.
And what is this mammoth movie called?
Les Miserables, Dukes.
Les Miserables 2?
No, it's Les, as in Dennis, Miserables, as in you, and Dukes, as in of Hazard.
I don't remember the first one.
It went straight to DVD. Strategic marketing. Hey, you ever been on set before?
I have, as it goes. I once saw them film an episode of Birds of a Feather.
Just turn your phone off.
Surely I can just put it on airplane mode.
Hey, I'm serious. Turn it off, and don't call me Shirley. Demo, let me introduce you to the director. Stefan, this is...
I know who you are.
Ah, that's very kind.
You're my new Marius.
Just here to do a podcast, thank you. No acting.
What happened to Mikel?
He had to work overtime at Eats a Pizza. Again. I'll now read the part of Javar.
Sorry, I think you mean Javert.
Javier.
No, pretty sure it's Javert.
Nigel, you'll read Jean Valjean.
Well, ah, fuck. Jean's a lady's name. Val's a lady's name, too.
In this glorious Second French Revolution, your character remains a man. And not just any man. The man. One of the greatest men ever written about.
Can I make one small, tiny, small change?
As long as it doesn't alter the historical accuracy of the sequel... Fine.
All right, we swap the Val for Van, add in a Claude, because that's very French, and swap the second Jean for a dam, because dam in French means barrage, which is what the revolutionaries built.
If you don't mind me saying, champ, for a man who's taken over 300 chair shots to the head, that was surprisingly cohesive.
So your new character is...
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
A.K.A. the nonce from Provence.
Right. Top of page 7, ladies. Avante. Calais. On the eve of civil war, one man stands alone.
Sorry, quick question.
Yes?
Why am I alone? Batman had Robin, Thelma had Louise, Zach Morris had Screech.
You are a lone wolf. In the first film, the audience to watch you die, but here you are.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, reborn.
Okay?
Got it.
Focus. Calais. On the eve of civil war, one man stands alone.
Hey, did they have nunchucks in 19th century France?
Right. This went on for hours. Bloody hours. Honest to God, it was the longest day of my life. But finally, after the sun had set and I'd had at least 3 wee-wees, I finally got back to the subject of wrestling. But not before...
This is the climax of the piece, another emotional pinch point. Don't lose it, use it. Give me more passion, more anger, more violence, more joy, and action.
I went to speak to your captain. I have some important news for him.
Cut! What the fuck was that?
I call it rustic French.
We're done for today. See you motherfuckers at 4 a.m. Don't be late. Nigel, 3 a.m. for you. Dialect lessons.
Exterminate!
Make that 2 a.m.
We will destroy the doctor!
I'm Damien St. John, and I'm backstage with the champ. But it's a different stage. It's a film stage, but we're not on a stage. We're in his dressing room, which is behind the stage.
Aldi Cola.
Champ, I've got questions.
Those skinny jeans do nothing for your calves. It's like 2 dead rats battered to death under a rug.
Champ, the fans have questions.
Oh, are they being mean about your rats again?
What the fuck is going on with you and wrestling?
Wrestling, right. Hang on. What's the time?
I think it's, let me check my phone. Oh, shit. I forgot to turn my phone back on. Hang on. It always takes ages to boot up. Bloody Huawei's. Now, this would have been much quicker, you know, if you'd let me just put it on airplane mode. While my phone boots up, question. A lot of fans are wondering how the official didn't see you tying Vienna's bootlaces together.
You should ask him.
I did. I asked Howard Christopher.
And?
He said he doesn't speak English.
That's it then. Case closed.
Howard Christopher was my high school English teacher.
I haven't got time for conspiracy theories.
But he was clearly on his hands and knees, and clearly he would have seen your shenanigans.
Have you ever been nose-deep in arse cheeks?
100% no.
You don't know what you could see.
Champ, questions have been raised about your lack of sweat. Like, it was 33 degrees that night. People are asking why you weren't sweating more.
I've been using this new deodorant, yeah? It's called Royal Privilege.
Truth is, people think you and the ref just simply cooked up a ruse.
I've never cooked up anything in my life. Ask me microwave.
Then how do you explain that sudden burst of energy after Vienna tossed you over the top rope? I mean, we all saw it. Me and a sellout crowd of 63 saw you. You were down and out, face down.
That were all thanks to me very, 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 very clever backup plan.
Which was?
A shot of champagne hidden inside a false tooth. I like Pac-Man on acid and speed.
Champ, you've got a title to defend. When are you getting back in the ring?
I might be done with wrestling.
No, you can't be. You can't be done with wrestling.
That night made me realise how much I missed being out there. But also, what I'd have to give up to still be the champ. Butter. Carbs. More butter.
But the fans love you. T-shirt sales are in double figures. They've even started selling face masks with your face on.
Poor bastards.
Champ, I've known you for a long time. We've been doing this podcast for a long time. I think you're scared.
Scared? No chance. Aldi Crisp?
You're not going to like me much for saying this. I think you're scared of being not as good as the memories are.
I need a lot of time to think it over. I need a lot of time to work it out.
I'm asking you to go in the ring, lose the title, and then enjoy the rest of your life on the sidelines, you owe everyone, including me, one last match. Fuck it. I tried. Sit and hide. One last match. It seems like you prefer one last munch. Fluke it and fade away. And people will be buying your movie at Morrison's or Aldi or Cost Cutter or Poundland Stretcher for 99p. What a fucking way to go out. Hang on, champ. I've got a message from the PWF commissioner.
Gary Shag. What does he want?
He says, and I'll try and do it in my best Gary Shag accent.
If you see the champ, tell him he has until 9 o'clock tonight to confirm a date for his rematch. Or I'll have no choice but to strip him of the title, declare the championship vacant, and seriously consider erasing all of the Ginger Ninja's title wins from the company's history. No kiss. Angry face, followed by a shit emoji. That's poo.
Fuck. What's the time?
It's 8:59. What shall I say? Quick.
Tell him. Here, all my crisps. Let me type.
What did you say?
Oh, one tick. That's only one tick.
Champ, what did you tell Gary Shag?
Two ticks. Oh, but the grey. What does that mean?
Champ, what's it going to be? Yes or no? Champ!
You're wrestling with the champ.
Wrestling with the Champ was created by Damien St. John. Written by Ant McGinley and Damien St. John. Starring Ant McGinley, Damien St. John and Alex Boardman. To hear more episodes, subscribe or leave us a cheeky review, go to champpods.com.